welcome, Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 12. This week we actually are looking at Article 1 of the Baptist Faith and Message again, because there's a particular point I want to highlight and look at some cross-references too. So this will be a short one. But again, as I said last week, foundational truth here, doctrine of Scripture, the inerrant and sufficient Word of God. Let's pray and then we'll jump into it. Father, thank you for your Word, for your Spirit, for salvation in Jesus Christ. We thank you, we praise you, we worship you, and give us your Spirit. Help us to walk in your Spirit and in your ways. It's in Christ we ask. Amen. Okay, Article 1, the Scriptures. The Holy Bible was written by men, divinely inspired, and is God's revelation of himself to man. It is a perfect treasure of divine instruction. It has God for its author, salvation for its end. End there means goal. That does not mean it's just the starts here and then it ends here, salvation. But its purpose, its goal, that you would read it and understand it and believe it and be saved, have salvation. Salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter. Therefore, all Scripture is totally true and trustworthy. It reveals the principles by which God judges us, which would be His commandments, His moral law, which is based on His character, and therefore is and will remain to the end of the world. The true center of Christian union and the supreme standard by which all human conduct, creeds, and religious opinions should be tried, or should be evaluated, should be measured. All Scripture is a testimony to Christ, who is Himself the focus of divine revelation. So that's the point I want us to emphasize and look at a few cross-references today. That all Scripture is a testimony to Christ, to who He is, to what He's done, to what He provides, and to how He provides it, to what He's doing right now in heaven, and to what He'll do in the future when He returns. All Scripture is a testimony to Christ. It's all focused on Christ. It's all to point sinners to Christ, that we would look to Him and receive Him in faith and be saved. All Scripture is a testimony to Christ, who is Himself the focus of divine revelation. At the end of last week, I think I connected that point right there with this point up here, that salvation is its end. Salvation is Scripture's purpose, or salvation is Scripture's goal. That is connected to the fact that all Scripture is a testimony to Christ, because it's in Christ that we have salvation. All right, so first cross-reference is Luke 24, beginning at verse 24. For the sake of time, I have to rip these out of context, but please go back and look at the larger context. This is after the resurrection. These are some disciples in the middle of talking to the risen Christ. Picking it up right in the middle, verse 24, some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it, just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. So they're saying that to Jesus, right? They went to the tomb, but him, Jesus, they did not see. And he, so now this is Jesus speaking. Let me do something here. Shrink this down. Get it in the picture. That's better. And he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. So now just fix your eyes on that sentence and think about what Jesus is saying. Foolish ones, slow of heart to believe. So there's something they're not getting. There's something they're not understanding. There's something they're not believing at this point. Namely, all that the prophets have spoken. They're not getting, they're not grasping what the prophets have spoken. Well, in verse 26, he identifies what it is that they're missing. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things, right? His arrest, his being scourged, his being mocked, beaten, spit upon, crown of thorns, dying on a cross, that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory. So that would include his resurrection, and even though it hadn't happened yet, his ascension. Wasn't it necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter his glory? And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So that's what they needed. They needed to be taught how to interpret scripture. And what Jesus teaches them, using beginning with Moses, the beginning of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, all through the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, the things about him. So this is Jesus teaching how to interpret the Bible so that they could understand that all the Bible was about the necessity that Christ would come. Oh, I'm not signed in, so I cannot do my highlights. You know I love to do those highlights. And I do not know why I'm not signed in. I should be. But that it was necessary, based on Scripture, this is what they missed, that Christ should come and suffer the things that he suffered, redemptive things, redemptive sufferings, things to earn salvation for sinners. He would suffer these things and then enter into his glory, be risen to glorious life, and ascend into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. Okay, but beginning with Moses and all the prophets, that's Old Testament scripture, he had to interpret for them how those things were about him, and how those things would be fulfilled in Christ coming, his suffering, and his resurrection and entering into his glory. All the gospel narratives are about this. This is the storyline of the gospel narratives. Jesus coming is the fulfillment of God's promises in the Old Testament. And all that he does, all that he achieves, all that he says, and all that he gives is a fulfillment of what God had promised. That's what Jesus is teaching them. Let's scroll down a little bit more to the end of Luke 24. Still post-resurrection, but pre-ascension. Picking it up there in verse 44 now. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms," which is a way of saying all the Old Testament scriptures, written about him, everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Yeah, well, what does that look like? Verse 25, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. See, that's what needed to happen. Their minds needed to be opened to understand the scriptures. There was something that they were not getting. And said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed, should be preached, should be heralded in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." So again, the same idea. All of Scripture's pointing to the fulfillment of salvation in Christ. He'll achieve that through suffering and resurrection. And then that needs to be preached everywhere. That salvation in him needs to be preached everywhere. Call all to repentance. Call all to the forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. So Luke 24 is a good place to go for some basic cross references. Then if you have a good study Bible or just your marginal references, or you can go online. I'm using the ESV online right now. You'll see all these little letters here. They give you cross references to. From those two passages, you can look at various cross references and start to connect the dots and see other New Testament passages that explicitly teach Christ and his suffering and his glory, his redemptive work, as the fulfillment of what God had promised in the Old Testament. And it'll take you back to the Old Testament too, different passages, and then you can look at how those passages are cited in the New Testament as their fulfillment in Christ. So there's all kinds of Bible study. In one sense, this is all of Christianity right here. And Jesus as the fulfillment of God's promise of redemption and salvation. And so Enjoy it. Enjoy the Bible study. And I've been saying since the beginning of these things, for the catechism series that we're doing on Sundays and the Confession of Faith series we're doing on Mondays, these are meant to be a springboard for your discipleship. These are meant to be a springboard for your prayer, for your Bible study as an individual, with your family, with a small group. That's the way to grow spiritually. Time in the Word, time in prayer, and some other things too. But those are the two pillars. They need to be there. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you again for Christ. Thank you for your Word. I pray that you would work in our minds, that you would work in our hearts, that you would work in our lives, that each day that passes, we'd live more and more for you and for your purpose and for your kingdom. Help us to seek first your kingdom. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. Join me again on Sunday for Catechism 2021. It'll be the 13th Lord's Day. And then, of course, next Monday, Confession of Faith, week 13. God bless you. See you soon.